Today program. It's April the 24th. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler here to do service for you when it comes to listening and figure out what's going on. Hopefully we have the key to be instinctively on top of what's going on. Jodie Foster got married.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Yeah. A rep for her says that she wed girlfriend Alexandra Hedison over the weekend. She's 51. By the way, this woman is an ex-girlfriend of Ellen's, apparently.
Wow.
Right?
She hasn't done too bad for herself, no. Jodie Foster and Ellen.
Right. Let's see here. I think Jodie has two children, and these are with the ex-girlfriend. They've always been very tight-lipped about what goes on in their lives, and I think that's a good thing. Don't you think, really, there's too much? I saw something attributed
Julia Roberts.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. How bad is that?
I feel you.
Jennifer is finishing my sentences for me.
Wow, that was impressive.
Actually, that was very good, yeah. The other day, well, I think Jennifer and I talked about her.
Yeah, just yesterday. Yeah. There was a little story floating around that Julia had said she considers herself an actor,
right,
not a celebrity. When she was coming up, you know, you could be an actor without having to have this quote-unquote celebrity, which is where people are following you around and making fun of what you wear and, you know, constantly in your face reporting on everything that you do.
Yeah, which is kind of a lousy way to live.
It's true. I mean, Julia Roberts was in the tabloids for a while before she met Danny Motor and they got married. But now she's kind of disappeared and she just lives her quiet life and comes out at award shows and that's it.
Mm-hmm. So the interesting thing about that is the choices that we make about what our lives are to be, whether it is Julia Roberts, whether it's Jodie Foster, whether it's Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, any or all of you. I'm looking at a list of people who just yesterday ordered BuzzBox coffee. And I just bring this list up because I happen to see names and addresses of people. Denise Jennings, who lives in Santa Teresa, New Mexico. Thomas Mosier, who lives in Tucson. Scott Fredericks in Billings, who actually runs our station there. He ordered some. I told you about that. He really seems to be high on this stuff early on. There are dozens of other people who are, average Americans? What does it mean to be average? I don't think there's any real average. There are people who are stronger at one thing and not at another. They're better at one facet of life than another. But most of us have our strong points. And most of us, if we're smart, focus on those strong points. Julia Roberts is a very good actress, mm-hmm, by most accounts. The same with Jodie Foster. Good in her business by most accounts. Why should it be that we expect them to do anything other than what it is that they've chosen for a profession, especially if they do it well, and then let them live their lives? There is, I think I told you this, not to be a name dropper, but my son is friends with a number of these.
Oh, excuse me, I just tripped over that name.
You know what I mean.
I
but
know.
We were talking about Chris Evans, who's a star of that Captain America movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he and my son are having a conversation about how, you know, kind of lousy it is to be a celebrity, not be able to go anywhere.
You can't go anywhere.
Right, you can't. Well, it started apparently in Japan when he was over there promoting the movie and has spread to America, so he has no privacy anymore.
I'll tell you what, though. He's not really in the tabloids all that much.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
if that's what he wants, then the point I guess I'm making is people have choices to make.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder whether the choice is up to you, or do you allow yourself to be thrown into the grist of the mill, whether you're a politician. Remember, what's the old business about no publicity is bad publicity? I mean, I don't think that's true. Anthony Weiner, his publicity didn't do him a whole lot of good. But yet, on the other hand, Bill Clinton survived well through his, mm-hmm, bad publicity. So is it how you handle it? Maybe. Is it what your starch is all about?
Likeability.
Really? Yeah, that could be it. Yeah, there's nothing about Weiner that's likable, but there's a lot about Bill Clinton that's likable. And that's a great way of putting it, Jennifer. I'm sort of interested in Rush Limbaugh wanting some privacy. He had another operation because his ear transplant has started to malfunction. He can't hear anymore. So he had that cochlear ear implant redone, and he's been out for a while, and apparently he's going to be out for a while yet. And I can't quite read between the lines whether he wants to be left alone so that he can just sort of rehab, or he likes the fact that the people in this business are trying to figure out what's going on. The trades are okay. Is Limber going to be okay? Yada, yada. If it were me and I was having something going awry, I'd just soon be left alone, frankly. I'd want to have my privacy or be able to do it, because I think you kind of, if some people are energized by the attention. Other people don't want it. And I think that sort of cuts through to the quick of the argument that you make yourself in your own way as to how you want your life to be. Julia Roberts has made a decision.
Kim Kardashian has made a decision.
She
used to call the tabloids on herself.
Right, yeah.
You know, and now that she has a baby, she doesn't like that they're following her around.
But she's created her own well.
You created that, right.
Right, exactly.
Now, I have a question for you.
Okay.
To be what we would consider a valid, excellent talent, can you be a celebrity too?
No.
Well, I don't think so either. Think about all of our great actors, and none of them have the paparazzi following them around.
Anthony Hopkins, who knows anything about his life?
Meryl Streep, nothing.
Who knows anything about her life?
Right.
Yeah. So you create it or allow it. And I think that's true of how you run your business. In a manner of speaking, your father and I were emailing each other back and forth. You saw the email yesterday about something that I saw that I was concerned about on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
And so he answered, but we have these sort of conversations, and he and I sort of think alike when it comes to protecting that which we've worked hard to build up.
Right.
And so we protect ourselves and sort of each other. Whenever you and I and he are together, we're always thinking about how we can help each other and protect each other.
Yeah, that's definitely part of a pack.
Right. And yet...
the wolf pack.
But we're not out there like a lot of other people who are doing what we do. We have, I suppose you could say, we have influential friends in some corners.
You kind of fly under the radar a little bit.
Yeah, but that's the way I want it. Mm-hmm. Nobody in the town where I live pays any attention to the fact that I'm a radio person. They all know me as a farmer, and I'd much rather have it that way.
Right.
It's better all the way around. To create, but you can be in charge of your own, I think, reality. I think you're in charge of your life, you're in charge of your reality, and the best thing is to create what is you can create. That's what God has given us the ability to do, to create our world and our lives.
And also to use it wisely. You know, if God gives you the gift of being an actor, there's a lot of people that have great acting talent that never make it.
Right.
That are great radio people that never make it, or mm-hmm. singers or whatever. But if God gives you that, use it the way you should.
Don't squander it.
Yeah.
Don't waste it.
Exactly. I'd rather stick with Julia Roberts and be able to have kids. I think I've told you this before. If I were to be an actor, which I'd be terrible, I'm much better at hosting things or just being myself. But if I were an actor, I think the perfect level of fame would be like a soap opera star, because just enough people would know you.
Yeah.
You'd make enough money. You'd be working every day. But you wouldn't have to deal with people following you around like you're Kim Kardashian.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, I'd promise.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. 15 bets. All right, let's go back to the BuzzBox coffee conversation that we started. I just happened to grab a list of the people that have already ordered BuzzBox coffee.
Drinking
the coffee
right now.
Is important. Okay, so what is there about this coffee that you find rewarding, different, enticing? If you're, like, you have 60 seconds, right? You can be the person with a commercial. You tell people why it is that you like, and this is the best. The best kind of advertising, from my point of view, is the testimonial from the people who use the product. That works better for me. I want to hear somebody.
Okay, so this Papua New Guinea that I'm drinking right now, I'll just tell you about it. Yeah. And I feel like I can, because my palate's pretty good since I've done some wine training.
Yeah.
But it's very rich, and it's got the right amount of flavor without being fake. You know, a lot of coffees on the market have that kind of fake flavoring. They put in hazelnut or they put in whatever. This is coffee that's all organic and great without having to be flavored, but you can still taste like the little bit of like cherry or the little bit of nuttiness to this coffee. And it's good. It tastes like the real deal.
The real deal. How about that? BuzzBox. 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 I love that name, BuzzBox. So you want some coffee shipped to you that's as good as what Jennifer just described? then you need to go to DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, and you'll click on that orange box right-hand side of the homepage. Click on that. You'll see me with a cow. I'm talking to the cow, telling the cow why this is going to be a wonderful experience for her.
Do cows drink coffee?
Cows do not drink coffee, but the benefit of our involvement in BuzzBox is the bovine world and the world.
This is a natural product. It's good for the environment.
Well, it's very good for the environment.
And it's good for you because it doesn't have fake flavorings and stuff in it.
Well, it isn't just that, but the money that comes in that is my portion of what gets made is going to two causes that have a direct connection to cows. One of them is a project that will supply 25 cows through a program that BuzzBox has coordinated that I like. I had an opportunity to decide what I wanted to do, whether I wanted to keep the money or whether I wanted to help be of service to others in need. So that's all explained in the video. Plus, the other half of the money goes to help my cows at Eastleigh Farm. So both of the essence of what this is all about, it's really a great way for people to help others. And that's kind of, and help yourself to great coffee. BuzzBox.com. Check out the BuzzBox at DougStephan.com.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you. You don't even need to be a musician. Just look in attics and basements because they're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the trade-in, trade-up event at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? They'll pay on the spot for qualified used gear and give you a great deal on your new gear. Find details at your local store and at GuitarCenter.com.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't wanna know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar.
Yep,
that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Hi, it's Doug Stephan with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Morning, everybody. Doug Stephan at 21 after the hour on Good Day. Good day, good day, good day, good day, good day, good day, good day. Good day.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
There are six people left on American Idol. Last night they all performed. I believe one will be eliminated tonight. Is that not correct, Pina Gowrie?
That's correct.
So this is
one will go home.
Jenna Irene with Barracuda. Crank this up, Michael, will you? That was pretty good, I thought.
It wasn't terrible, but come on.
All right, so Jenna.
Don't embarrass the American Idol contestants.
What, by being better than they are?
Yeah.
I could be on American Idol, except they're prejudiced against older people.
I know. I think that's why The Voice is better, because there's a story and you pull for people.
Yeah. So Sam Wolfe, along with Jenna, C.J. Harris, Alex Preston, Caleb Johnson, and Jessica Muse all are in the final slots. So see who gets kicked off during the American Idol performances tonight. And good news, those of you worried about whether Ryan will be back next year or not. Wow, he'll be back. Bet he'll take a pay cut. I think they're going to.
You think?
I think so, yeah. I think he needed them.
He only
them.
Make 14 instead of 15 million,
he needs,
poor guy.
He needs them more than they need him, I think, at this point, anyway. I don't think he holds that show together, do you? You think Ryan holds that show
together?
Yeah,
I do, actually.
Oh, okay. All right, well, shows you what I know. Meanwhile,
I think people could do it equally as well, but I think he is integral in holding it together.
Jimmy Fallon, does he hold the program together? Does David Letterman hold the program together? Does Seth Meyers hold his program together? Let's find out how he did last night.
Here's some major business story here. A pharmaceutical company in Canada is offering $47 billion to buy the company that makes Botox. People at Botox were pretty excited. I mean, you should have seen the look that wasn't on their face.
It was just priceless.
This next item is in the category of boy is my face red.
Oh.
Boy is my face red. Now, we've all been there. We've all made mistakes. We have mistakes for humans. It's going to happen. Woman in Oregon wants to make a little extra cash. She's got a ranch, so she leases the ranch out to Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda.
Really?
By mistake.
Ah.
She has no idea. So it says she got now her ranch is an Al Qaeda training ground in Oregon. It's like a summer camp up there. And at night they sit around the campfire and tell scary stories about women voting. Boy, is my face red.
This is interesting. The Pentagon has unveiled a 6-foot-2 robot modeled after the Terminator that it plans to use for search and rescue missions. That way, instead of slowly dying in the rubble of a collapsed building, you can immediately die of a heart attack.
There you go.
Is it just me, or is Dave getting funnier now that he's,
now
going
he's leaving?
Away.
Yeah, relaxed, yeah.
Yeah, the stress is gone.
Yeah. So, speaking of stress, Lupita Nyong'o, is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's been named People's Most Beautiful Woman.
And she is. She's gorgeous.
What's the criteria?
Well, I mean, I don't think you can absolutely 100% say she's the most beautiful woman ever. No, I mean,
that's
duh.
My point.
But
right.
is
not
she
even
beautiful?
The most beautiful woman. But what's the criteria? Is it looks? Is it personality?
I think it's where your star is. It's who's hot this year. It's
really?
You know, you know, they're not going to pull up someone from 75 years ago. They're doing people that are on the rise right now.
Mm-hmm. Kerry Russell, Kerry Washington, all been on that list before. So it's food for thought as to how it is we decide who are the beautiful people around us. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with David Korn and Ron Christie. Coming right up, thoughts on the retirement of Letterman and replacement by Colbert, or is it Colbert?
Hi, I'm Alicia Keys. HIV is a women's issue, and we're not talking about it enough. Of the more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S. today, 1 in 4 is a woman. And as mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends, many of us have loved ones who've been affected. And even if you don't think you know someone, I bet you do. Go to Greater Than AIDS on Facebook so we can break the silence, start the dialogue, and tell me how you are empowered to make a difference. Together, we are empowered.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question. Was Letterman the late-night pioneer, commentators are claiming, and is Colbert the right successor?
It's really interesting, particularly with the pick of Stephen Colbert. Johnny Carson, the granddaddy of all this, was kind of hip, but in a square, middle American type of way, right? And then when David Letterman came along, he was from Indiana, but he was still hip in a hip way. He had that edge. He was ironic. He was detached. He did sort of absurd humor that didn't always have punchlines. And now we're moving to Stephen Colbert, who sort of up to now, for the last 9 years, has been a meta comic. He pretends to be a conservative who doesn't know that he's being made fun of. And so it's a very interesting evolution in comedy.
I actually agree with everything that David said. You know, I look back, I watched this guy, I loved David Letterman when I was in high school, and it brings back fond memories of sitting in college and watching him, because he had the really comedic release of using his face, of using different expressions without actually giving you the punchline, which I thought was unique. I agree with David's take on Stephen Colbert. I mean, this guy is like meta. He's hilarious in the sense that he caricatures himself. He makes fun of himself. And I think it's a more edgier, quirky line.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with David Korn and Ron Chris.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of The Berkey Guy.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler discussing the issues of the day, the Supreme Court work this week, the affirmative action ruling, and the vote. We have someone who's done a lot of research when it comes to these sort of court decisions. We'll have her with us. Elizabeth Slattery is her name in just a few minutes as we update that story. Meanwhile, speaking of updating, the situation in Malaysia. And the Australians, So, yesterday at this time, we were talking about possible debris from the airplane washing ashore on the southwest coast of Australia. Officials were working to determine whether it was from the airline, the Flight 370, the Boeing 777. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau examining photos of the material. They were also all the material sent to Malaysia. However, the chief commissioner analyzing the debris suggested that it was not from the doomed Malaysia flight. We do not consider this likely to be of any use in our search for the plane. We have not gotten excited. Really? The news media, however, did not share your lack of enthusiasm for this, sir, because that was the story yesterday.
Right. We found it.
Today, oh, well, I guess it wasn't from the plane. Nope. But they have vowed to keep searching for the Malaysian plane, despite no sign anywhere of any wreckage.
Ever.
Everybody says, what about those five pings? What about them? What? They could have been any number of things. Seismic activity under the surface of the earth. That's what happens. There are all kinds of noises that bubble up when there are movements in the plate. Earthquakes start that way. Jennifer heard pings before the Northridge earthquake took place a number of years ago.
Not really. I was sleeping.
Ping.
Well, I must have slept through the pings.
You slept through the pings. So, anyway, authorities have ruled out any link between the debris picked up on the beach and the jetliner. All right, so there we go. There have been stories, paragraphs, pages written on every one of these angles that comes back to equaling zero. And I say that with a certain amount, I don't know, does it sound like I'm happy about it? Do I sound gleeful when it comes to this sort of thing? I would like to have
Well, you've always said that you didn't think it was crashed somewhere.
No. There are 11 military aircraft today, 11 ships out because the latest cyclone blowing through there or typhoon, whatever it is gone. So they don't have 170-mile-an-hour winds, and they don't have 45-foot waves, so they can go out and look around some more in this area. And this is one of the great charades in my mind of all time, or certainly of modern times, a complete charade. Yesterday, was it yesterday or the day before, we were speculating. We had that young lady
who was yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting lady, Sarah Bajak. As a matter of fact, I think it was about this time yesterday that she was here with us. Girlfriend of Philip Wood, who was one of the passengers, three or four Americans. I think there were three or four Americans that was in on this flight. And so she has been very critical. And I said to her, what do you really think happens or happened to the plane? She said, it's on the ground somewhere. And that's what people who get beyond the hoopla of this nonsense that's going on in the news media.
Yeah, she thinks it's a cover-up from the government. Yep. She wasn't sure what kind, but that they were protecting themselves from embarrassment.
Right. And so today we learn that the Malaysians have submitted a report to the United Nations on this, except we don't want it made public. What are they afraid of? Are they afraid they've mishandled it so badly that they could have their government toppled? Is that part of the reality here? What would happen if in America the same thing took place? Let's say an American airliner, 777, on its way to Bangkok, or on its way to Tokyo, or on its way to England, wherever it's on its way to, disappears. And it was actually taken by a source or substance or entity that nobody wants to admit exists. Go back to what happened in 1954 in Roswell, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Nobody wanted to admit that that took place, but it did. So people, oh, how do you know that? Come on. So is it just more of the same? Is that what we have going on here? I think that there are a lot of questions that need a lot of answers, and they are not happening. The answers are not forthcoming, and the international community is in collusion. I think we said that yesterday after listening to Ms. Bajak, that the government of the United States has to be in on this. Australian government has to be in on it. Pretty much everybody's got to be in on it. So how they keep it a secret for this long, that's what people say. And I think that that's why there's so many things popping up now. Roberta Fasanelli found a picture that had not been photoshopped of the plane on the ground at Diego Garcia.
Mm-hmm. No, it was an article about it. That wasn't the
picture of
the plane.
I thought it was a picture.
They had a picture of a Malaysian plane, but it was just like a stock photo. It wasn't supposed to be that plane.
Wasn't the story about a text message of a picture, though?
Yeah.
It was a text. The story was that somebody who had been on that plane took a picture, and it was blank. The picture was blank, but it had data embedded in it, like whenever you take a picture from a smartphone, that supposedly put the coordinates on that island.
Hmm. There you go. The Big Bang Theory comes to life. Yes, exactly. All right, let me help you with something else. Are you ready for me to help you with something else?
Please.
Ready.
If you have bags under your eyes as you wake up this morning.
Yes.
Do you dream that they would just poof, disappear?
Yes.
All right. This is what happens. When you think that way, you pick up the phone and you call 800-543-9262. When the sun shines then on your face, your beautiful face, your wonderful, handsome face will not have those unsightly bags and puffiness lines around your eyes. Even if you had them for years, they will be gone with your usage of GenuCell. GenuCell at 800-543-9262 offers an all-natural treatment developed by plant stem cell technology that will rid your face of the bags, the puffiness, the lines. And when you call 800-543-9262, you will receive the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Cream as a free gift with your order. Also, if you mention Doug Steffen, for a limited time, you get a brand new deep firming serum that came from the same technology that created GenuCell for the rest of your face. Soft, silky, smooth skin, that's what you get when you call 800 888-543-9262. That's it. That's the easiest and best way I know of. Never mind Botox. You see, what did you tell me, Jennifer, off the air? That somebody, was it Kenny, who just told me that the Botox company was sold for $6 billion or something? Where'd that information come from?
Jimmy Fallon.
That was it.
Oh, Fallon, that's where we heard it. Okay.
Our buddy Jimmy told us.
I knew I wasn't dreaming that. So, Botox, very expensive. Don't have to have, I mean, this stuff isn't cheap because it's good. The technology was very expensive, but the company felt it was worth the investment. And you'll feel it, too, when you try GenuCell and see the wonderful results that it provides you. 800-543-9262.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details.
Buying a car can be a stressful experience. Well, TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. TrueCar.com helps car buyers get rid of the fear that you might overpay. Last month, nearly 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Second, register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. And the third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com. Visit today.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
After eating, when that queasy, gutsy, uncomfortable, reflexy feeling takes over, you probably ought to reach for Gutsy Chewy. As a matter of fact, you definitely should go for Gutsy. Say it again, Gutsy Chewy. Go from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. Learning more is an important part, an important aspect of what goes on here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 15 before the hour, Jennifer and Ken and I now have the pleasure of speaking with Elizabeth Slattery, who is a researcher on issues like the scope of the Constitution's Commerce Clause, equal protection, federal preemption, election laws, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And because the Supreme Court has ruled this week on the affirmative action vote taken by the voters of Michigan, I thought I would get her take for everybody to chew on, as there have been a number of takes. I believe the headline, I said this yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, the headlines that I saw were all wrong because they focus on this being a blow to affirmative action. Elizabeth, I didn't see it that way at all. In fact, the way I couched this for the audience was that I believed it affirmed our right to express ourselves at the ballot box, and it wouldn't have made any difference whether it was the affirmative action vote, just so happened coincidentally to be the issue. But what the Supreme Court said to me was that you and I have a right through the ballot box to change anything we want to change. Do you think I'm right?
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, what the court decided is they're giving states the green light to consider whether or not they want to allow race to be considered in college admissions. And, you know, the justices decided that this is a policy issue. It's not something that's constitutionally mandated, and so it's properly within the scope of the people.
But where in the ruling does it even mention, other than a passing glance to affirmative action, the ruling or the stuff that I've read about it suggests that the issue is about whether people have the right to vote on any issue. It wasn't the question of affirmative action. That happened to be the issue in this particular vote. But what I get out of it is that you and I have the right to vote on any issue, and the decision didn't really focus on affirmative action, whether it's right or wrong, but whether the challenge was whether or not people had the right to vote on this or other issues. That's certainly the way. I didn't see affirmative action as being the big deal here at all.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, the underlying issue of affirmative action was obviously part of the, you know, part of what was before the court, and they had to decide, you know, whether it's permissible under the Constitution to mandate equal treatment, which is what the state wanted to do, the people of Michigan wanted to do, and, you know,
the challenge when it was brought to the Supreme Court, though, was whether or not there was a right, whether the Constitution allowed a vote on an issue like this. Is the final word what the voters say at the ballot box on any issue? And that's what I get out of this, that the final word is you and me as voters on whatever issue we want to bring before the public.
That's correct. And to the extent that, you know, the issue before that's going to the ballot box isn't something that violates the Constitution for some reason,
mm-hmm.
then yes, that's correct. The voters do have the last word.
Is there a circumstance, Elizabeth, in your research that would ever present us with that being unconstitutional? Could it ever be unconstitutional to vote on people, parties, things? Under what circumstances could that possibly happen?
Sure. You know, there could have been a way that what happened in Michigan could have been a violation of equal protection. If instead of banning the consideration of race, if they said, if they targeted minorities in a specific way, saying, you know, the people of Michigan are not going to allow X type of people into their public schools, then obviously that's something that would raise some serious constitutional questions. But that's not what we had here. What we had was banning race discrimination, unjust race discrimination.
If I hear you correctly, you're suggesting that some issues brought before the voters might be inappropriate and might be considered unconstitutional, and that sort of gets in the way of what I see as the interpretation. And I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I know how to read, and I know how to look at words. And so what I see here is pretty much anything that people want to change at the ballot box, they can, and that would be something that is considered a part of the Constitution, because the Constitution has to be voted on by all of the people through the states anyway if there's a change, right?
Yeah. Yes, and, you know, in the majority opinion, Justice Anthony Kennedy has this great line. He said, it's demeaning to the democratic process to presume that voters aren't capable of deciding an issue on decent and rational grounds.
There it is.
I thought that is a great line.
That makes it. Thank you, Elizabeth. Nice to have you here. Elizabeth Slattery, who's a researcher on issues like this. I think that pretty much summarized the whole thing, don't you? 51 after the hour.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics.
Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Now 53 after the hour.
No. Yeah, it is 53.
Yeah,
it is. It's Tech Talk time. Jennifer and I are going to discuss, I don't want to exclude Ken, but I do think that maybe Jennifer has an interesting way of sliding through this Amazon deal with HBO.
This will change everything.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. And it's a tech issue, it's a TV issue. But first, Shelley Palmer takes front and center here, as he usually does when we get started with our Tech Talk time. He's going to talk with you today about a way for you to access your computer from your Android mobile device. See, I'm going to, today, Bob Kay and I, we're going to put together my Samsung Android device.
This should go well.
Why'd you say that?
Nothing.
Uncomfortable silence.
I know, it was a long silence.
What was that shot?
Well, I'm just saying, I'd like to be a fly on the wall when you're getting your phone letter from Bob Kay.
Okay, that's sweet. Thank you. All right, meanwhile, Shelley comes around the corner. Jennifer may or may not be back with me in a few minutes.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you. You don't even need to be a musician. Just look in attics and basements because they're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the trade-in, trade-up event at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? They'll pay on the spot for qualified used gear and give you a great deal on your new gear. Find details at your local store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Lumber Liquidators once a year hardwood flooring clearance sale is going on now. This is the biggest flooring event of the year with 5 days of historic hardwood flooring deals like top quality clearance flooring for just 19 cents a square foot. Gorgeous Aberdeen birch engineered hardwood and even horizontal natural bamboo for just $1.49. Plus more deals at your local store. So go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find a store nearest you. But hurry, their famous April sale ends Monday the 28th.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you've ever wanted to access your computer from your Android phone, your wish has been granted. Google recently launched a Chrome Remote desktop app, which lets you control your PC or Mac from an Android smartphone or tablet, no matter where you are. Setting up remote access is easy, too. On your computer, download the Chrome Remote desktop app from the Chrome Web Store, which generates a code. Plug this code into the app on your phone, and you'll instantly receive remote access. The web version of the app has been around
on for about a year and a half, letting you access one computer from another through the same process. This new update brings the same power to your phone. There have been a number of rumors of an iOS version of the app as well, but Google hasn't announced anything about that version. But if you've got an Android and you want remote access to your PC or Mac, the Chrome Remote Desktop app is now available for download in the Google Play Store. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Travel rewards usually take forever to earn and even longer to redeem. Introducing Orbitz Rewards, the instant approach. Earn and redeem rewards instantly. Book a flight, use the rewards instantly for your hotel. Book your hotel, use the rewards to stay longer. Book a package, you get the picture. Earn even more when you book on the Orbitz app. 5% on hotels and 2% on flights. Join today at Orbitz.com/rewards and get instant vacation gratification.
I have the hardest time finding someone who loves me for me, not my money.
I just want to find the perfect match.
Finding the right car insurance company can be daunting, especially if you've been burned in the past. Visit Geico.com to find the policy destined for you. One devoted to saving you money, making your life easier, treating you like a princess or a vegan warlock, whatever you're into. Your perfect car insurance company is out there. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Oh, okay. Jennifer is here, and I figure she knows more about this than I do, so I guess
you're
I can put
let
her.
Me stay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can't get the new HBO shows as I read this. Tell me if I'm reading this right. You won't be able to get this season's Game of Thrones, for example, but unless you're on pay TV, HBO. But starting next month, you'll be able to get some of the older things online on Amazon Prime. I didn't even know Amazon had the ability to give its subscribers things like HBO TV in general. When did that start?
It's been for a while. In fact, really? They're the ones that signed the exclusive deal for all the 24 content.
The reason
this is such a big deal is that in the past, HBO has owned, because HBO is a pay service, you pay your cable provider for it. Right. You have not been able to get that programming online. So this is a big deal because Amazon will now be offering, like you said, select shows, a lot of their original programming. And this is really the first time that you could actually, as a subscriber to any of these services, pick up that content. This is the first step in changing the way we consume cable and pay products like this.
So what does that mean to the average cable user? Is it going to be cheaper to get things? We all know what our cable bill now is. It's ridiculous. 3 times our water bill.
It means that Amazon Prime is really one step closer to becoming your cable provider.
Really? Will that be good?
It depends. I think so. I mean, if you know, it's all going to be content and it's all going to
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.